Hi everyone, my name is Matt. I'm the Youth and Family Pastor at Cornerstone Church in Marshfield. I'm here today with your Cornerstone Connection, a daily devotional. So let's just say, if you're listening to me today, that you are a believer in Jesus Christ, meaning you follow him, meaning that you have received the good news of salvation, the gospel. And if someone were to ask you, just how important is your walk with Jesus? Just how important is your relationship with Jesus? Perhaps you'd have to point to some things in your life that would prove just how important that thing is. Well, today, as we jump into 2 Corinthians chapter 6, what we're going to see the Apostle Paul do is he's writing to the Corinthian church. And if you've been reading both 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, there's some frustration. There's some unique conversations that are going on with Paul and the Corinthians. And so he's having to do a lot of correcting, a lot of teaching, maybe a lot of rebuking. And when he gets to 2 Corinthians 6, you can see that for Paul, maybe in a way he's, there's folks from the Corinthian church that are coming against him and his ministry. And what Paul does in 2 Corinthians 6 is he lays out for them, first of all, that his faith in Christ is legitimate, but also his ministry for Christ is legitimate, and then it's not self-centered, it's not selfish, it's not something for his glory. And so that's where we start today, as Paul writes to the Corinthians, and he's imploring them to take this new relationship with Jesus seriously. And he starts with this in verse 1. He says, working together with him, Jesus. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Don't let your acceptance of God's grace, he says, be in vain. Or for maybe a more understandable term, don't let it be an empty acceptance. Let it carry some weight in your life. Let it not just be a part of your life, let it become your life. Then he goes on to verse 3, and this is where it just gets powerful, and Paul just kind of, for lack of a better term, he goes off to just show how important this relationship with Jesus is, how legitimate the ministry and the calling is that Jesus has given him, and just how badly Paul doesn't just want to be recognized and accepted by the Corinthians, but he wants the Corinthians to take seriously Jesus Christ. He wants the Corinthians to take seriously being transformed by the Holy Spirit and live out this relationship that they have in Christ. Join me in verse 3. Paul says, we put no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way by great endurance, in afflictions, in hardships and calamities, in beatings and imprisonments, in riots and labors and sleepless nights and hunger. He goes on in verse 6, by purity, by knowledge, by patience, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor. Through slander and praise we are treated as imposters and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. He goes on in verse 11, we have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. There's nothing left to be found. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children, Paul says, widen your hearts also. How important to you is your relationship with Jesus? How important to you is the calling that he has given you? We see clearly how important it was to Paul. In fact, we can see clearly that his relationship with Jesus and the calling that Jesus had given him was the top priority. But what I love is that it wasn't for Paul's glory, and it wasn't all for Paul's good, but instead it was so important to him. It was such a high priority, the high priority in his life, because he wanted those like the Corinthians to open their hearts wide, to fully receive the grace of God and not receive it in vain, and allow that grace of God to have a transforming work in their lives, that it may work from the inside out and affect and impact eternally the lives of those that are around them. Friends, my hope and my prayer is that in my life and in yours, our desire would be the same as the Apostle Paul. Have a great day, friends. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.